conversation.
Well, there you go. And that's even better, right? I'm ready. I'm ready.
And she was going to defer to me on everything else. And she's
I don't know.
I know. Scabless and Brian.
There you go.
In the mirror. We all almost right. Well, Your Honor, since you're bone rub, let me do a little bit of marketing.
I can do this all by myself.
Let me do a little bit of marketing.
Council President, whenever you're ready. It's 10:33. All right.
There's a little. Yes, we have. We've passed our time. So. All right. With that, I will call to order the IG Selection and Retention Committee on May 22nd, 2019. And we will start with us all standing, please, and face the flag and do a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, with that, if we could start on the far right, and we'll do roll call.
Nikki Brunson, Chair of the True Commission.
Charlie Cofer, Public Defender.
Sam Musa, Chief Administrative Officer, City of Jax.
Aaron Bowman, City Council President, Committee Chair.
Julie Taylor, Court Counsel, 4th Judicial Circuit.
Joseph Rogan, Chair, Ethics Commission.
Emily Edge, Finance and Intake Unit Manager.
Lisa Green, Inspector General for the OIG.
And since we'll go in the back there.
Kirby Eberdorfer, Deputy Director, Ethics Office.
Carla Miller, Ethics.
Brian Hughes, Mayor's Office.
All right. Well, thank you. We do have a quorum. And with that, I do want to recognize someone at this table. This is going to be their last meeting. So I'll give the privilege of the floor to Mr. Sam Musa. And I want to say certainly thank you for all your involvement in this, and feel really comfortable about where our IG department's going right now, and you're a huge part of that. So so thank you very much, Sam.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the privilege of the floor at the beginning of the meeting. A couple of things. I just wanted to thank the committee and thank everyone who was involved in helping us with the IG office and getting the IG office up to where IG office needs to be. We've had difficulties in the past in retaining an IG, and I don't mind saying it again, as I said at the last meeting, after Ms. Green made her presentation, I think we finally found us a real IG. And I'm proud of that, and I'm proud that I was associated with that. Not knowing when the next meeting was going to be, but I know when my last day is going to be, so I didn't want to take any chances. I wanted to introduce Brian Hughes. Y'all know Brian. Brian is currently the mayor's chief of staff, and he's the interim executive director of the Downtown Investment Authority. Come July 1st, he will only have one job. We like those people who take on two or three jobs for the same salary. But July 1st, he will have one job, and he will be Mayor Curry's chief administrative officer. Brian and I have been working together very closely for about, the end of June will be 18 months. And so we've been transitioning throughout that entire time. My plans had always been with Mayor Curry to help him accomplish his first four-year agenda, which we've done a lot, and I think you'll agree with that, Mr. President, and help him get through his election, which we're very fortunate to have Mayor Curry serve another 4 years. He's going to do wonderful things for our city. And as I told many others, he's become a very, very close friend of mine for only knowing him for about 6 years. And so I'm proud to have served under the mayor, and I'm proud that I could have been working with Brian, and there's no question in my mind that he will fill the shoes tremendously and will raise the bar even a little higher than where I put it. But I wanted to thank y'all for allowing me to serve. And I'll still be around. On occasions, you'll see me show up. I told Lisa earlier, I'll be coming down to make sure that she's dotting her I's and crossing her T's. But our relationship has been one where we have the same agenda, and that is good, clean government. And that's what I've always wanted, and that's what she wanted, and that's where we concentrated our focus, is good, clean government. So thank you all. And Brian, congratulations, and you'll be serving on this committee on occasions, as the chairman calls.
All right. Well, thank you again, Sam, and Brian, this is nothing against you, but I'm actually walking off this committee on June 30th.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with you starting on July 1st. But,
the effect it had on people.
And as a point of information, Brian, I think I told you this, the chairmanship rotates among this group. You're last on the list, so.
Okay, well, hopefully we've got a fairly quick meeting today, and thank you all for giving us your time. I know all of our schedules are crazy and in high demand, so appreciate that. So we'll start off with the first action item is approval of our April 10th, 2019 meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Have a motion, a second on the minutes. Any comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. By your actions, we have approved the minutes of April 10th, 2019. Now what we're really here for is new business, and we have a very large crowd today, so I suspect there'll be a lot of public comment. So if we could start with the first public comment speaker. Okay, there are no public comments today, so we will move to item B and jump right into the evaluation template. So, Ms. Green, are you going to walk us through this? Or?
Yes. Is there anyone that might want to speak on the committee first before we walk through? Through the chair,
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, please.
And I spoke with Ms. Green ahead of this.
Excuse me, sir. If you'll pull the microphone a little closer, Lisa.
Oh, you're talking to her. Okay. So the at a high level, and Ms. Green pointed this out to me. We do this because the code says that we shall, on a yearly basis, evaluate the performance of the Inspector General based on a criteria established by us. So we do have to establish a criteria, but after talking with the ethics office. They pointed me to some other offices of inspectors general around the state that are structured similar to us. None of them do a written evaluation like we're proposing to do here. One of the three I spoke to, which is Miami, Broward, and Palm Beach, one does have a evaluation template, but it's really just in reviewing the biannual report, the every six-month report. They give the inspector general feedback, but they don't complete a form. The other two don't have any criteria at all. They say that the review for the inspector general should be in the contract renewal process. We do have a process in Jacksonville for removing the IG, but it requires some pretty specific findings. So the first question I just wanted to pose is sort of whether this is a good idea to actually have a written numbers-based numerical review, especially in light of the fact that other than Mr. Moose's and will be Mr. Hughes's role, the rest of us rotate almost yearly. I think Mr. Cofer, I've seen here consistently.
I'm stuck here for he's
here consistently, but all of the other members have different designees, and so it's just difficult to have a numerical system when, for example, if we had reviewed Ms. Green last time, I would never have sat on this committee before, and it's just a hard thing to do when you're only here once.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Rogan. Anybody care to comment on that? Well, then I certainly will. And, of course, coming from a military background person, that we live on annual evaluations, and we have very much a lot of turnover in the process. But what it does do for us is establish a baseline, and I can pretty much look at a report very easily and see if the person is doing a good job and is appreciated by the board they work with and if they're doing a bad job. So I think from my perspective, I very much think it's something we owe to her is to let her know how she's doing in a formal manner. And then also for a period of time to, over time, we can see if there's any trends developing, if there are issues that were identified that have not been taken care of. So I find it very valuable. Maybe that's just my Navy background, but certainly would love to hear some of the other board members if they have thoughts on it.
Mr. Chairman, if I can say
please.
We do annual evaluations of our attorney and staff. And I find when I review that, if those evaluations are coming from different groups, different directors, there's no way you can quantify whether one person's fours equates to someone else's three or five. And I tend to look more to the nature of the comments in the reports than the raw scores, because I find that so much more valuable and alerts me to issues that employees might be struggling with. And one thing, I don't know if the ordinance calls for this, but one thing we have instituted is self-evaluation process as part of it, whereas part of the director or supervisor's evaluation, the employee self-evaluates, and then they work them together through the evaluation process. And sometimes that can be very informative to the people that are supervising. But I could definitely see incorporating that practice as part of this. And I look more at the nature and content of the comments versus a raw score, because raw scores can be utilized very improperly. So those are my thoughts.
Thank you, Mr. Kofer.
Mr. Chair, may I add to that?
Yes.
To piggyback on what the judge just said, I think it's right. And it's also important to recognize that our comments and feedback are not all equal. The Inspector General works every day with State Attorney's Office and with the administration, for example, but not with me. I mean, I see reports and things that are sent to the Ethics Commission and are required to, but I'm not in a position to be able to substantively comment on what she's doing the same way that Mr. Musa can or you know, Lee Hutton can or maybe even Mr. Kofer. But so if we're submitting an evaluation, and the way that this is structured right now is that I'm going to give a score, and my score is going to be weighted equally with Mr. Musa's score and with Ms. Nelson's designee's score, and then they're all going to go together into an overall number.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure that I have an advantage in what I know about what Ms. Green does compared to what Joseph may know. We do meet on occasions regularly to basically understand what she may be looking at. She will never, ever disclose her findings, nor do I ask, because I know she can't disclose, so I don't even ask. But what she does on a daily basis, I know she does her job. I know she's at work every day. But I don't think I have any more knowledge than what you have, Joe, when it comes to her performance on a daily basis. I see what you see when she comes and reports out on her six-month report, or if she has a special audit that she wants to brief the committee on. So that's the only comment I wanted to make. I don't think I know anything more than what you hear at this meeting. She will on occasions issue us a management report that says this isn't worth investigating. Management may want to look at this matter and see if there's a process you need to improve. But other than that, I have no idea what she's doing.
Yeah.
Or
yes.
How well she's doing until she reports out.
Right.
I just think as someone who managed people for quite some time that feedback is vitally important. And I think based on my meeting with Lisa when I first took this position, I think she's truly interested in getting feedback from us about how she's doing her job and where she can improve. And I think something like this may be a different format, if you think a different format is appropriate. But I think the feedback is very, very important.
Thank you. And I'll say, too, is that I think also it's incumbent upon all of us, if you see something that needs addressing, that you not wait for the annual report. I think we owe that to her if there's some type of behavior that is not what we expect, not to wait to slam you, but at the end. But I certainly like the path we're going on, but I appreciate your comments.
Mr. Chair, if you believe it's necessary, I move to reaffirm the need for a written scored evaluation.
Well, Mr. Rogan didn't move that we not do it. He just had a comment. So, I mean, if that's...
I didn't plan to make such a motion.
Okay, all right. Okay, and you said you had two things.
I think we covered
them. Okay, all right. All right, thank you. And I appreciate you bringing that up, too. I think it was a good discussion. All right, Ms. Green, are you the best person to walk us through this?
Most likely.
All right.
So we,
with your permission, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Hughes and I had 12 minutes for this meeting. We had 30 minutes scheduled.
Yes, sir. No. Okay. What we did is we sent the evaluation out, redone in a different format, and then we asked for comments. And Mr. Rogan had comments. We've mirrored the comments, basically condensed some things. So there's only a few things that that he presented that I didn't necessarily agree with them in total. We can quickly go through them, but for the most part, all of the language and all the measures are still remain. Some have been combined. So if we can quickly go through it, that will help. So on page 5, core competency 1, measure 5, basically what Mr. Rogan suggested is that all of the tracking matters that are usually reported in the annual report are combined into one measure, and I think that's a perfectly good idea. So basically all those sentences would be what would appears at top. The strike-through would be what was, and we're just proposing that it was just a more general, basically highlighting some of the things that should be included in the annual report, and that's that particular measure. On page 7, core 2, competency core 2, measure 1, I did strike the "and accurately assess." He had continuously, and he added "and accurately assess." I think there's always an intention to accurately do the work. However, the decisions are based on the material known at that time, and I can't actually know every single factor or thing that could change and could make something that seemed like a risk no longer a risk. So I just felt that was just too limiting with that. But the intent is to assess risk and prioritize workload. So that was the only thing that I would say that we just take out. Page 9 on core 2, measure 4, it was just... this is relating to propose that we share the budget during the IG committee meeting. It's in our directive, the IG directives that you have, and it's in my ordinance. So I just basically reworded it. The concept is still exactly the same. On page 11, number 3, measure 1. I just took out the words. He had added the words, the amount at issue, and I took that as being the dollar amount, but I just, unless it's reworded as a dollar amount, I didn't care for the words amount at issue. So I think basically it's just saying you're going to timely resolve issues related to and in the relationship to their complexity. And to me, that goes with the dollar value. It's just an all-encapsulating concept to me. But if you want it specific, then we can add it back in a different language. And then on page 12, that would be measure 2. It's just basically I just kept the same wording about recruiting. He had a little bit more elaborate sentence structure, then I just kind of kept it the way it was. And so those are the predominantly changes. He did suggest tying concepts together, which I thought were good, because mind you that there was no, I was not involved in the development of this. And so on page, in the very back, 15, so the groups would be achieving results weighted at 34%. Business acumen and external relations go together at 33%, and leadership and internal relations at 33%. I don't think there's any material changes on anything he made, and I think that everything that we had in there is still in there and just rewarded in a fashion that made more sense for how we're doing business.
Questions or comments?
Just a question on timing and process. And I just don't recall, I'm sorry. You fill this out and self-evaluate.
See, and I believe that this is a self-evaluate. I wasn't necessarily going to give myself score, but I wanted, if that's something, yes, I'm going to fill it all in for you.
You'll fill it out, self-evaluate, then mm-hmm. It gets presented to the committee for their comments and evaluation.
My anticipation is that it would be sent out to you the week before, towards maybe Friday, and then you'll have over that time to review all of it, and then we can have the actual scoring inside the meeting the following week on June 6th.
So the scoring will be done at the meeting.
however you choose to do it. I mean,
that's
but
however the chair chooses.
Yeah, it's to how it. It, there's
when
no
does
process.
It occur?
June 6th. June 6th.
June 6th is our next meeting.
Oh, June 6th is our next meeting. I wasn't aware of that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this was an ad hoc meeting.
Two part. And I think you might have it on your calendar. You might.
I'm trying to get out of this.
You don't want to have anything to say to me after
July
all of this.
I'll
don't
let you speak at the next meeting too, Mr.
Yeah, you don't want to. You don't want to talk to me.
If you'd like my scores, that's what.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Thank you.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It.
Through the chair, if I may say something, I would like to publicly acknowledge you, Mr. Musa, for everything that you've done for this office and in your support for me. It's been a journey. You know, you've been on the journey with me, and I can't thank you enough for all the support the mayor's office has given us, especially when we give you the work products. It's been an outstanding relationship, and I am sorry to see you go, but I'm really looking forward to Mr. Hughes, and we'll continue what we started.
You're more than welcome. I appreciate the comment, and I only did what the mayor asked me to do. And I will relay the compliments also to the mayor.
All right. Well, with that, seeing no other comments, I would entertain a motion.
I move that we approve the template as amended.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. We have approved the evaluation template. And now I think we move to the directive that
we need to change
because
of that, correct? Through the chair.
Yes.
This is at 2C. All we did is on the second page is we felt since it was in the ordinance, it was not covered in this directive that we include that there is an evaluation. So that's the yellow language that is in there that we just want to add and want your review and approval, and that will be including the budget review and the annual report. That will, you know, it's the annual evaluation will be done.
When did you get through the chair? When did you get appointed to this position?
I was officially appointed in August 14th. However, they backdated it to June 9th.
June 9th
is my technically my
view as interim.
Yes, but they went back. My contract starts. They went back and backdated. And
so you would be almost a year in
yes.
the office.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I move the revision on the directive.
Second.
Motion second on the directive. Comment? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, the directive is approved, and no new public has walked in. I will not be here at the 6th June meeting. I will be up in my least favorite place in the country to go, Washington, D.C. And I'm trying to think, who is the vice chair? Do we have one?
I'm not sure we have one anymore. So maybe we should...
We don't need to solve it here. Why don't you and I get together?
It's fine.
Later this week, early next week, and see what we need to do or can do. I'd like to get this that done and accomplished. So just got to figure out how legally we do that. And
Mr. Chair, I also have a quandary. I will be out of the country on June 6th. Oh. I was going to send one of my assistants, but I really don't think deferring this evaluation to an assistant would be appropriate. So,
through the chair, would it just make sense to do what we're going to do is forward them out, and then those who are not present, they could return them and then fill them out and return them, maybe put them in a sealed envelope, and they could be opened during the meeting.
I won't even be able to return it where I'm
okay.
from.
Okay, yes, sir.
All right, well, Ms. Green, let's get together.
That'll be fine.
Yeah,
that's fine.
See what we can do. So.
Was the June 6th, Mr. Chairman, meeting strictly for an evaluation?
Yes.
That was the only thing on the agenda.
Yes.
I'm trying to remember how hard that was to make that happen.
It was tough with all these schedules.
I think it was.
When would the next regular scheduled meeting be?
It'll be in the fall. In November. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I would I would say that we don't want to wait till the fall, and that we need to do it with this group of people here. So let us take a look, and we may send out some options, see what we can do.
Okay.
Because since that'll be the only action item, except for the minutes for that meeting, and if we've already pre-graded them, hopefully it won't be a long drawn out meeting. But we'll get together and get with all of you and see what we can arrange. All right. Any other members have anything? Thank you all for being here. And with that, we are adjourned.
Thank you, sir.
And I got you done 2 minutes early.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's fine. Like I say, it's not.
Okay.
Not a
postponed.
Yeah, I've got it.
I'm good any time after June 10th.
After 4:45, 5 o'clock.
If I can move something, I'll move it. Just check with Marlene.
Thank you, everybody. Good to see you again. Yeah, it's good to see you.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. That's right.